You've heard of sports washing and greenwashing. There's now a call for the end of farm washing. According to farmers, it's the overuse of Union Jack flags, fake farm names, and massive pictures of quaint countrysides above non-British produce. Zoe is a farmer from Ashford in Kent and says it's undermining British farmers like her.
You go down the meat aisle and there's a picture of a farmer hanging above your head with a huge Union Jack, but actually sometimes hardly any of the produce is actually grown or produced in Britain, which is quite scary really.
Zoe's part of the new campaign by farmers to stop supermarkets using what they see as clever marketing techniques aimed at tricking shoppers.
Feels like you're being taken advantage of. It's like your hard work is being used as a tool to sell produce and make the supermarkets a lot of money. And actually, the farmers on the ground doing the work don't feel supported. They're using these fake farm names as like a branding tool, to be honest, and like a marketing tool, which is a bit cheeky, really. They're kind of using the farmers' hard work and the farmers' story to sell produce.
An open letter to supermarket CEOs has got celebrity backing from the likes of Rick Stein and Jimmy Doherty. I spoke to shoppers in Hampshire about just how important it is to them to buy British.
It just feels the right thing to do. We need to support the farmers here. So yeah, wherever we can, we will definitely buy British fruit and veg.
Well, I try and, like everybody else, try and keep your footprint down.
I'd always buy British. I wouldn't buy foreign. Always check the label.
I'd just buy whatever is cheapest, to be honest. Only because of the economy, prices of everything's gone up.
You should just buy whatever's the best value. What I'm not keen on doing is buying stuff that comes by air, things that come from long distance, far overseas, I would put back. And I would probably pay a little bit more for something that doesn't come by air.
LBC News has been told that the supermarkets do follow strict legislation on the labelling of food, including the use of flags. The British Retail Consortium have told us retailers do create new farm brands for some of their own label goods. Farmers like Zoe, though, are urging shoppers to check the origin of the produce they're putting in their baskets and continue to back British.